Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news! Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime podcasts. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.co.uk/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Before we get today's show started, I got to remind you that Carnival of Combat is just around the corner. Saturday, November 4th, myself versus Tim Butterly, 3 rounds of action, a boxing match for the ages, plus a lot of other incredible action as well, including Crack Amico versus Dylan and the co-main event, Alex Stein versus Mike Harrington. Bunch of other fights, fan fights as well. Go to carnivalofcombat.com to grab tickets, to watch the pay-per-view, or to sign up for the fights yourself. Carnival of Combat, happening Saturday, November 4th in St. Petersburg, Florida. Go to carnivalofcombat.com right now for tickets.
I can't think of how to shit on the floor of an airplane bathroom unless you like AC Slater'd backwards on the bowl,
yeah,
and tried to shit on the floor.
Yeah, you'd have to like you'd have to be like, I'm done, and then you stand up and your ass is just like, nah, dude, we're not done, and then you just fuck hoses out of you.
But I can't, because basically all there is the sink, enough room for your feet.
Yeah,
you're right. There's no room to like maneuver.
It's not like you can sit on the floor.
You're right. Even like a tiny person couldn't fucking do a 180 quick enough to shit everywhere.
They're all fucking small now because of the Mile High pandemic that was happening in the 90s and early 2000s.
Too much high sky blowjobs.
Yeah, too many people are having sex in these areas. But make it small and unfuckable.
Is that how God made you?
Yeah, exactly. I've been getting laid way too much otherwise.
That was the notes when the blueprint of Joe came by. He's like, eh, how about we do small and unfuckable?
Yeah, they just fucking squish it down.
I did too many handsome for today.
I gotta get my quotas up.
Yeah.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Randall Spank, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you f***ing ready, mother?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Happy Friday, it's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach D'Amico, hanging out today while Luis J. Gomez is getting his crown fixed. Not the one he wears on his head because he thinks he's king of the world. No, the one in his mouth that he cracked in Europe. I am here with three wonderful guests who are going to help me have a very fun show today. To my right, you guys know him from the Buff Boys podcast. It's my good friend Joe Gorman.
What's up, man?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm fantastic, man. Thanks for having me, brother.
Thank you very much for being here. I appreciate you very much, man.
Of course, man.
Across the table from us, we got two great comics. I got Andy Malafarina.
What's up, Zach? I brought the tits for you to fuck, dude.
Thank you, brother. It's a hard job, but somebody had to do it.
I'm here for you, man. Thanks for having me.
From the Panties and Mouth podcast and the effervescent, incredible, one of the funniest people in the world, Michael Fox is
Yo,
here.
Yo, yeah, let's get real asses. Zach. Yeah,
thank
yeah,
you
yeah.
for being here. I appreciate your guys' time very much. How's everybody fucking doing this morning?
Good, dude. Pre-chit-chat before the pod was exceptional. Yeah. I'm so stoked for this.
Hell we had a good time just hanging out, being boys, being boys and girls, hanging out. It's going to be a fucking day. I am exhausted.
Yeah, dude. You're just...
I have never been jet-lagged from the other way.
What?
Because we were hours ahead. I am so fucked up on time right now.
You should be wide awake, man. You got like an 8-hour jump on the day.
No, but he was talking. He said like every 2 days you guys were hitting a fucking plane.
No, every day we were on a plane.
Oh, every day.
I did 3 flights 3 days in a row. In me. Yeah, it's a lot.
Had to have been a plane, not stairs, I assume.
No. So first of all, we took EasyJet, which we're going to talk about. EasyJet, we found out it's like the Spirit of Europe.
Oh, nice.
No fucking thing that connects to the plane.
A bridge, the jet bridge.
Yeah. No, you fucking walk onto the fucking tarmac.
Oh. You might as well walk all the way to the next country, man.
Take the fucking stairs like the Beatles.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to Joe Biden down those motherfuckers.
Oh, man, that always freaked me out.
I've never done it before.
I'm surprised
Louis
didn't ride you like a sled.
That's stuff that would make me nervous because I was like, this feels illegal. This is how you do it.
The one we took from Belfast to Glasgow had the fucking whirly propellers.
No,
that's nuts.
I've never done that before. That scared me.
No, I'll meet you there, bro.
Yeah.
I'll fucking hit you on the next one.
I saw everyone watch me get on and figure out which side I was getting on the plane. I saw everyone doing the math. I really did. I watched it.
Did they have to have like the pilot come out and like manually like turn the propellers to get it started?
That scared me. And then, EasyJet, I got to say, really stinks. I was telling Andy outside, lady comes through with the thing. She's like, water, snacks. I'm like, yeah, get a bottle of water. She hands me a bottle of water and then takes out a credit card machine.
That's how they get you.
And it was €3 for a shitty little bottle of water.
Was it the little nipple?
No, but it was like a tiny bottle of water.
That's so f***ing annoying.
Does Spirit charge for drinks like that?
I'm sure they do.
I was furious. I know. I mean,
you're talking to a Delta Platinum member.
You should be sitting over here.
Yeah.
No, the weight distribution wouldn't be. Yeah.
We are having a pretty good balance right
now. Yeah, yeah. We're keeping this table fucking real fucking at a real 180.
Oh, dude, we're going to land this podcast nice and smooth.
It was a lot of like... So they booked us on like 7 a.m. flights, and we would get out of the second shows and then like go party till 3 and then have to be in the lobby at 4:30 in the morning.
Because that's rough to do multiple days. Because I know for me, I can get about on my third day of less than 5 hours of sleep, I'm almost definitely going to get sick. So that's like fucking rough to do that night after night after night.
Yeah, and we were going hard. Well, Dave was a good boy. Dave went back to the hotel. Dave disappears after a set faster than I've ever seen. I don't know how it's like he had secret tunnels back to the hotel.
Fucking the Hamas of touring.
It was fucking, but yeah, he had a fucking hand glider.
He parasailed out of there at the end of every set.
But then, you
he
know.
He just like puts his kid in front of him, gets him home.
Dude, he fucking flew home. And he made the right choice because there was a few nights I went out and I really regretted it.
You said you had that one night where you go, hey, what are we doing? Where the fuck are we going?
Okay, I made the mistake of going to an additional location in London. We all went to a bar after the show and then they went, come on, we'll go to a pool hall. And I'm like, that sounds like a silly British thing to do. And then Lewis and Robbie both bailed. And then I just realized I was in a car with strangers.
Were you in the pro? Wait, were you like in the car? And then
you did that totally sober?
No. I had a few in me by that point.
I love how the story's like, and then they bailed, and there I was in the car, like you just blacked out.
They bailed, and then I felt bad. I didn't want all three of the comics that the people were hanging out with to have left them. But then we're in the van going to the pool hall, like a taxi van, and I went, I don't know anybody in this fucking van.
Yeah.
And they pissed off the driver immediately because this drunk guy asked him if he was Palestinian.
Sick.
And then he was like, why?
He was.
No, he goes, it doesn't matter what I am.
Uh-oh,
And I'm like, oh, no. So that was a whole fucking thing.
Fuck, he's Egyptian now. He's pissed.
Yeah, so then we get to the pool hall, and as we get there, there's just a fucking like hooligan brawl spilling out of it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Just all bald dudes beating the dog shit out of each other. And I turned to the kid that took us there, and I went, this fucking sucks. I hate your country.
Dude, I just realized you were in the middle of like an 80s movie. That's the way an 80s movie lets you know real quick, this is a rough and tough bar. Yeah, people falling out of it as you walk up
to it. It was like somebody was
going to
get thrown out the window of it.
Right.
And then you were going to catch one of the servers fucking the other server in the bathroom.
And there's the one guy who took me out who actually has real ass podcast connections, but I don't want to name him because there's drugs involved, offered me
Ralph
drugs.
Sutton.
Offered a fan of the show.
British Ralph.
Offered me Ralph Mutton.
Rafe.
A fan of the show was like, if you come to the pool hall, I will give you drugs. And I went, all right, let's go in.
Looks like we're going to the pool hall.
I give the bouncer my passport. He lets me in. That guy's behind me goes and goes, I left my wallet at the pub. I got to go. And just had to leave me there.
And then you stayed looking for the drugs anyway.
I found them.
Yeah.
I found them pretty quick.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Zach finds them.
Yeah, yeah. No,
been
they
around
found
him enough. Nobody, he finds them.
They found me. and then, the other, in Glasgow, apparently, and we were leaving the bar, I walked up to Robbie Bernstein, and in my head, I said, hey, Robbie, I think it's time for us to head back to the hotel. I don't feel well. But apparently what I said was, hey, Robbie, we need to go back to the hotel.
How is the British ketamine?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was great. Yeah. Everything was super clean. They were all very proud that they don't have...
The fentanyl.
They're all, everybody that had drugs was like, we don't have fentanyl here.
Chinese don't want to kill them.
That's what gives the spice, man. Gives a little bit of a kick.
I assure you, they don't use that there by any of the things I ate. Trust me, spices are not a problem. if you want everything to taste like nothing, enjoy Britain. But it was a great trip. All the fans were super fucking cool. I had so much fucking fun. Let's get plugs out of the way. Andy, what do you want people to check out?
Panties in the Mouth podcast. I do it with Nate Marshall and Lamar Lee every week. It's a very funny podcast. We have a Patreon. Do the damn thing. Also, if you like music, I also have a music podcast. It's called Drag the Lake. Me and my buddy Pat George. It's a good time.
Fantastic. Miss Fox?
Great Hang podcast with me and my dumb boyfriend, Tim. You know him. You love him. Check us out. We also got a Patreon. Check us out on YouTube. Fucking hit that subscribe button. Smash that like and ring the bell for notifications, bros. And at Micah Fox, MykaFox on all social media. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Hell yeah. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, at Joe W. Gorman. I have my podcast that I do with Matt Maron. It's called The Buff Boys, and you can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/The Buff Boys Podcast.
Fantastic. And guys, if you want to check me out live, actually, hey, Lewis is in Zanies in Rosemont this weekend, so if you want to see Lewis live in Chicago, or next weekend, I will be in Saratoga Springs doing a headlining weekend. I'm bringing my buddy Alex Tomaselli with me, as well as you guys need to go to Carnival of Combat. So if you're in the Florida area, that is going to be happening. I believe is it the 8th or the 9th?
The 4th.
That's what I meant. The 4th of November, go to Carnival of Combat to see Lewis versus Tim Butterly. Check that out. And hey, if you love the show, go to gasdigital.com, use that promo code RAP for a 7-day free trial to this and all the other great shows on the network, uncensored, and the archives. You can also go to merchengine.com, where we have hats, hoodies, long sleeves, and t-shirts. And thank you for listening to the show. So I was just talking about EasyJet, and Shannon's got an EasyJet story on here. I don't know if that was on purpose, Shannon.
So I actually went back and found it because it was an older story that we hadn't gone over yet. So I did add it. By the way, Spirit Airlines does make you charge you for bottled water.
Thank
Wild.
You. So
fresh from Flint.
Yes. So Robbie is super neurotic and kept buying giant bottles of water.
Yeah.
And I just kept refilling my bottle of water at the hotel.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, you can't drink tap water from another country. And I'm like, yeah, if we're in like fucking Guadalajara, we're in like civilized white people countries. Have you ever heard of that? You're not supposed to drink the water in Europe?
I generally don't drink tap water anywhere. I've literally only heard it's good here in New York. I've never heard good things about any tap water.
I think
ever.
I just have iron insides.
It has to be better in Europe. European water has to be better than standard American.
No, I think
water.
New York is probably the best.
That's
New
what
York,
I know. Because literally, yeah. There's places in Jersey who they'll like advertise, we have New York water bagels.
Yeah.
Like that's how, because it's like.
Because our tap water is from the Adirondacks.
Mm hmm. And it's just, yeah, it's just better. There's a lot of places that if you drink the tap water, they're like, well, hey, have fun having gills, dude. That's cool for you.
They don't have fluoride in European water, right? They don't like process it as much.
Oh, they don't have the fluoride?
Yeah.
No fluoride in their water. Their milk is raw. You don't want to drink that tap water. They're like, the lid, it gives it an extra, you know, like, you don't want that shit.
Oh, yeah, it's old pipes in Europe, probably.
I don't know.
They have meth heads to steal.
Damn, there's all these facts. Maybe Robbie was right, man.
It didn't bother me at all. Also, I've never seen the have you ever seen the thing where you have to put your key card in the hotel room to get the electricity to work?
Yes. One time.
I've never. Dude, this is all. I'm classless. I don't go to nice places. And they did book us in really nice hotels. And the hotel in Amsterdam was like really nice.
That sounds there like a thing you'd have to do if you were in like a meth motel.
There was a little switch. There was like a little card holder next to the door. And for the electricity work, you need to put your key card in so that people don't leave all the lights on when they leave.
You know what?
Then Lewis figured out you could just put any card in there.
You just need
keep the lights on.
You just need something to hold a fucking lever down.
Yeah, it's got to hold it down.
He's like, we'll waste electricity like Americans. We figured
out. We wanted to charge all our shit while we were gone.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
Because everybody's doing, everybody but me was doing work, and I was playing Switch the entire week. So EasyJet flight is canceled, and this wasn't me, I promise, after passenger shits on bathroom floor.
I'm going to have to see video. I think it's you. I still think it's you.
Oh, nice. Everyone's trying to figure it out. Look at the panic already.
Dude, I can't even imagine.
Just back in front toilet. So we're now staying the night here. We're now going to get everyone off, and you're going to spend ages to organise hotels, and then we'll fly back tomorrow morning.
Do they figure out who did the shitting?
It's impossible to tell.
I feel like it's hard to hear, so I'm just going to tell you what was happening here.
I did hear one person on the plane just goes, "Who shit on the floor?"
So they're spending the night.
Yeah, Shannon, tell us what happened.
So this flight had been delayed a couple of times already. And they had to, deboard the plane and come back on. So finally, after like a several hour delay, they all get back on the plane. And then when they get back on the plane, one of the flight attendants realized that someone had pooped all over the place in the bathroom. And so at that point, they're like, forget it. Like, we have to clean this whole thing up now. Like, everybody just like go to hotels and we'll reimburse you and we'll try this again tomorrow.
That's a bad shit when they're like, guys, you got to go get a night's sleep.
Party's over.
What are you going to need? Oh, dude. That's fucking nuts. How do they shit all over everywhere?
I couldn't even shit on a wall if I wanted to.
I believe in you.
Clearly, it was like one of the people that were cleaning the plane shit all over it. And then they're like, oh, look what I found.
I don't even know.
Yeah, you got to blame that on someone.
Yeah, that's what I would do if I fucking shit all over the place. I found this.
If I fart and then people walk into the room, I'm making up shit.
You got to look around. Who did do this?
I purposely don't eat anything like within 6 to 8 hours of flying.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm not getting in there in the bathroom. I can't think of how to shit on the floor of an airplane bathroom unless you like AC Slater'd backwards on the bowl and tried to shit on the floor.
Yeah, you'd have to like you'd have to be like, I'm done, and then you stand up and your ass is just like, nah, dude, we're not done, and then you just fuck hoses out of you.
But I can't, because basically all there is the sink, enough room for your feet.
Yeah,
you're right. There's no room to like maneuver.
It's not like you can sit on the floor.
You're right. Even like a tiny person couldn't do a 180 quick enough to shit everywhere.
They're all small now because of the Mile High pandemic that was happening in the 90s and early 2000s.
Too much high sky blow.
Many people are having sex in these areas, but make it small and unfuckable.
Is that how God made you?
Yeah, exactly. I've been getting laid way too much otherwise.
That was the notes when the blueprint of Joe came by. He's like, how about we do small and unfuckable?
Yeah, they just fucking squish it down.
I did too many handsome for today.
I gotta get my quotas up.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine how you... I mean, I would be furious.
That'd be... Because, I've seen... There's been so many of those videos. Like, there was one in New York where after they had to wait like almost 12 hours... The airport was just like, it's not here. You guys got to go home. So they waited for all day in an airport just to leave it.
Oh, God. That's like jury duty.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was the worst. I think an exceptionally bad airline. I can't imagine how furious they would be. I would say I think if I was on the plane, if they gave me the choice, I'd say, come on, let's go. Just lock it.
Yeah,
put some duct tape on the door.
Right.
Everybody agree we're not using it.
Bathroom's out of order. Dude, how far was the flight?
Hose it down, fucking Febreze the shit out of it, and we can all deal. Everyone just flies like this, dude.
Yeah.
It does take me back how much grown adults need to use the bathroom on a plane. The lady next to me yesterday woke me up 4 times to go to the bathroom.
That's wild.
Why? I don't know. How long of a flight?
7 hours.
That's too many times.
That's too many times, right?
7 hours, you get 2 bathroom trips max.
Right?
Tops. Yeah.
You time them right. You wait 3 hours for the first one. Come on. You all got to make it through a 3-hour flight.
Yeah, seven hours. You need 2 most.
Yeah. Four times you made me get up.
Yeah, I mean, how much are you eating on the plane where you're like, I need another bathroom break? What do you even have to drink?
She was pounding coffees.
But that must have been like so much money if they were charging for fucking water alone.
That's just people who, they say you should live in the moment. That's people who live too in the fucking moment where it's like, no, dude, like you're going to be around other people. Plan your day out better to not be a burden.
That's why you should always choose an aisle seat, even if you're like, well, I'm probably going to have to go to the bathroom multiple times.
Oh, so yeah. I get so much on a plane. I get so much anxiety just being a big guy, like having to shimmy over people. I want the aisle seat every time.
I'm all about, because like, I'm not a little kid anymore. I don't want to look out the window. Like, I have an iPad.
Actually,
you know?
Well, that's the predicament I'm in, because I look out the window like a golden retriever.
I just need takeoff and landing. That's all I need.
Dude, every time.
That's what you think, but I sit in the window every time, and there's always some motherfucker looking over my shoulder. I'm like, no, this is for me.
No, I paid for this.
This is my fucking view, and I switch all the way around.
Every time the plane takes off, I'm looking out the window like, wow, man, look at what we can do. it's fucking so cool.
It is pretty tight.
And also, the autism in me likes to look how they lay out neighborhoods and shit. I like looking at the fucking, the way the streets are set up.
Those neighborhoods got a lot of pools.
There's like a surprising amount of backyard swimming pools.
I can cannonball from here.
I just... In my head, you're a grown adult. You go to the bathroom before you get on the plane.
Yeah. But, dude, people go into... People leave their house.
The ones that are nuts are the people that get on the plane and go to the bathroom before it takes off.
Oh, that's wild. Yeah.
It's because they're sitting there waiting in line to get on the plane the whole fucking time. They're like, hurry up. I got to get on this fucking plane so I can take a piss on it first.
That's nuts.
It's so wild.
I remember taking a bus back from somewhere far. I can't remember. I was somewhere far. I think maybe like Pittsburgh or something. And as we got on the bus, somebody took a shit.
That's crazy.
No.
And there was this big black lady on the plane, on the bus, and she took out a giant Febreze and started spraying it. And she's like, man, who take a shit on the bus before we leave?
That's the best part about black people. They have the courage to do that while we sit timid and white.
Yeah, dude. One of the worst... I have horrible anxiety about going out. Yeah. It used to be really bad before I did therapy. And many years ago,
Going out?
Going out to dinner, going out to club, anything like that. Yeah. I hated it. And I went out, the girl I was dating at the time had friends that all worked at a Spanish dance hall night. It was like all Spanish people dancing to club music. And I hated it. I had to go to Deals and Discounts and buy a collared shirt. I looked like fucking Jonah Hill in Superbad. Nice. Like, I had the too small collared shirt on.
Nice.
And we get there, and my belly just gave out on me. And it was like, you are going to have terrible diarrhea. And there was a bathroom attendant, and I had to shit 3 times in an hour. And, dude, black people coming into the bathroom of the club with me shitting was so fun. Because every time a dude would walk in and be like, man, who go to the club and take a shit? You going doo-doo at the club? Which one? I know. I'm going to look at your shoes, motherfucker. I know who's shit in here. And I'm just sitting there crying and shit.
Oh, dude, my black friend at one of my jobs did that. We called him A-Train. I was taking a shit. He's just like, oh, man, who's taking a shit in here? And I'm like... It's the bathroom, man. Yeah.
Meanwhile, they're looking at Zach's shoes. They're like, what is this, Coraline? Who the fuck?
Oh, is that the Wicked Witch of the West? Shit.
Man, motherfucking Nightmare Before Christmas is that motherfucking shitting. Go back to Halloween Town. Shit there, motherfucker.
That shit coming out of your ass like Oogie Boogie.
Oh, man, that was fun. Thank you, guys. Here's a fun one. Hey guys, real quick, I just want to talk to you about one of our newest sponsors here on the Real Ass Podcast, Backscape. Listen, is your chick tired of your ugly back hair? Are you embarrassed because you look like a Wolverine from behind? Well, here is a product for you. Backscape is the fastest growing male grooming company on the planet with hassle-free back grooming. You can do it in the shower, before you get dressed, do it at the gym, and most importantly, you can do it by yourself. It only takes about 5 minutes to have a completely hair-free back. Bid farewell to back hair with Backscape. Guys, I've had, when I used to live with my best friend Vito, we would shave each other's backs. Because nobody likes a gross, hairy back on a dude. So go to Backscape.com today. That's BAKSCAPE.com/RAP. And use the promo code RAP to save on your order. That's promo code RAP to save on your order at Backscape.com. First of all, did you guys see Tony Hawk's son married Frances Bean Cobain?
I love that. I'm so happy. They found each other.
That sounds like a plot line in a Tony Hawk video game.
I thought she was married to a dude that looked exactly like Kurt Cobain.
Yeah.
I bet they had their wedding at a methadone clinic.
That's awesome. That looks like a headline from this show is in the future.
Yeah. She got lucky, man. She got as pretty as you can get If you had to combine Kurt Cobain and Courtney Love, well, she got as pretty as you're going to get.
Didn't Courtney Love do like mad plastic surgery? Because wasn't she pretty hot back in the day?
She was okay.
Okay.
She was pretty cute. In a haggard way, I've always been very attracted to her.
Oh, yeah. She has that personality where you're like, oh, that's going to be fun.
Well, she's ugly sexy.
Yeah.
She's always had that ugly sexy going.
She went up a couple levels when she killed Kurt Cobain, though.
That was
sort of fucking woman, dude.
I would have done it. I would have done it differently, but it's badass to
I
do
love it.
I swear, wasn't Francis Bean Cobain married to another musician?
Yeah,
who
they
looked
were
just like Kurt.
I saw the picture. They were dating, and it was this spitting image of Kurt Cobain. It was
that's
crazy.
Awesome.
Well, yeah,
she doesn't know the guy.
She's not all fucked up.
Yeah.
What?
She doesn't know the guy. She doesn't.
She's seen a picture.
Yeah, but like that's not like, oh, you don't put it together.
She's gonna be banging him, being like, "You look like all the pictures around my house."
Yep, there it is.
Nice,
nice,
dude. But there was one where they were
where he was blonde.
He had blonde hair and a fucking sweater on.
Yeah, he had it like. Oh yeah, I think that might. Yeah,
that one.
Oh, that is okay.
Well, he's just trying to look like Kurt Cobain.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. It's the literally he's got the fucking cardigan.
Yeah, well, and he's wearing like the glasses.
Yeah, it did work. One of my first jokes I did on stage when I thought Frances Bean Cobain was so hot I would blow a load through the back of her head like a shotgun blast.
Isn't Eminem's kid's also hot? Right?
Yeah, she's
Haley,
dude.
You're that Eminem. I think your kid's hot. Write a song about
me. White trash people are hot. There's like that white trash hot.
Yeah. They just have a hard fall off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's worth it though.
Who's got the hottest? Who is the hottest celebrity daughter?
Oh, Lily Rose Depp.
Siri Cruz.
That's Eminem's kid?
Yes.
No nice. Shit. Good for him.
What was the one you said, Micah?
Oh, Lily Rose Depp. But I mean, she's like a model's kid. Johnny Depp. And
how about the OG Kate Hudson?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The OG.
The OG.
The original
OG.
Gangster Kate Hudson.
The OG hot kid.
First edition Kate Hudson.
There's one that I'm trying to think. Oh, I would throw Noelle Foley on that list.
Yeah, she's got a thick little booty, dude.
She's got a fucking dumper
she's got a
on her.
Dumper, dude.
You know who we're talking about?
No.
The wrestler
Mick
Foley.
Mick Foley's kid.
I wouldn't
mind.
Yeah.
His sons. Man, that bullet missed, but... Yeah, that's a fucking...
Nice, look at that pooper.
Because people forget Mick Foley's like half-ass.
Yeah.
That's why he could land he off is... of cells and shit.
Yeah, he is a lot of booty.
Yeah. And she got...
I forgot about that.
Because basically there's like this crazy thing with like wrestlers because they all married models. So now they just have So it's one of two things. They either have gigantic, terrifying children or beautiful 8-foot models. So that's where you get like Cody Rhodes.
Roll of the dice.
Randy Orton. And I will say Nathan Orton by proxy.
Oh, he's a handsome son of a gun.
Handsome son of a bitch.
Nathan Orton's a very tall as shit. Yeah.
All these like big monsters married these gorgeous women.
Yeah.
And they made like superhumans.
That's like where I'm from in Scottsdale, right? It's all these fucking dorky, like, you know, like airline VIPs marrying models. And so it's like half the chicks are like hot and scraggly or like busted face, great body.
So
I like a busted face.
Somebody just say Chloe LaBranche. Her mom was a model. Her mom was in music videos.
Oh, nice.
Super hot, yeah.
Yeah. Who's her mom? Pull her up.
Her mom, I can't remember. Her mom was in some famous music video, though.
Do you want to pull up Chloe LaBranche's mom's tits?
Nice. It was No Rain.
All right, so I had another article I wanted to do. Here's how many people Americans have had sex with. And the most promiscuous countries in the world. Shannon, tell us about it.
Oh, I don't know if you guys wanted to maybe guess first. Before.
Okay, so it's how many the average number of people an American has had sex with, and then we'll guess after that the most promiscuous
countries.
Now, is
it
countries.
By time of death or like by, you know what I mean? Like,
I think on average.
I think average person asked.
Average person asked. Okay.
Yeah, so Shannon, can you give us some at least some rules?
It doesn't specify.
Does race
it's just,
count?
It's just giving by country.
So we're just giving average body count of person.
Yes.
All right. Americans.
I got in my 10.
Yeah.
I feel 10 like sounds like a correct number.
Because like around like a lot of like my comic friends, it's way higher. And then when I go back to like, you know, my friends who just have normal jobs and shit, it's usually a range from like 4 to 5.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah, are we prices writing it? And is this like women and men combined? You know, because if we're prices writing, I'm going to go 6.
Okay.
Yeah, because we forget, like, we're coastal elites, so we're having sex all the time. Mm. But, like, in the Midwest, what are you going to do? Like,
yeah.
They married their high school.
I disagree.
With children, too.
That's all. They fuck nonstop because there's nothing to do.
But they fuck the same person.
Yeah.
And they also, they also lie. Yeah.
No, I feel like in the Midwest, it's like a shitty sitcom where, like, you have six characters and they all go through each other. That's what, like, if you watch, like, if you watched How I Met Your Mother, it'd just be they all would slowly switch from season to season.
Okay.
And I feel like that's how it is.
I feel like eight sounds right.
Yeah. I think we're all agreed under 15.
Yeah, 15 sounds.
No, not who you want to have sex with.
Oh. Oh, well, in that case, wait a minute.
Micah, what do you call?
I said six.
You said six?
Yeah.
And Joe?
I'll say eight.
Okay, I'm going 8 and you're going 10?
I'm going to stick with 10. 15 sounds too high, yeah. 6 sounds too low.
Shannon, let's hear it.
The answer is 10.7.
Ooh.
Nice.
Woo. Not very nice.
Woo.
I fucked 0.7 of a woman one time.
And you gave her a fake limb back and left her.
I've had a lot of 0.7s in my life.
Fucking hop on out of here, bitch.
That's fucking so cool. We beat the national average.
Yeah.
That's fucking way cool.
Let's go. What do I win? Do I get to take Jorge home?
Yeah.
Jorge. You get one night with Jorge.
I will bed you, Jorge. Jorge, can you give me another Natty Ice?
So let's now guess most promiscuous countries. I'm going to have to go South America.
By the
no way,
they're
Catholic as fuck.
There are two lists here. One is most promiscuous country, and then the other one is countries with the most sexual partners.
Ooh.
So two separate lists.
What's the difference?
Sexual partners has to be some European country.
I'm guessing that promiscuous are just having sex more often.
Higher reports of casual sex,
oh,
maybe.
Yeah, dude, it's probably like Brazil or something.
Yeah, it's a pretty different list.
I want to say, but you say that's very Catholic.
No, they're so Catholic. The parents are like on their fucking daughters, like, but maybe the sons, I don't know who the sons are fucking, but like, they're really, they keep it locked up.
But then also you get like Italy and Greece. And yeah. Like
oh, dude,
don't forget about the swarthy whites.
Oh my God, dude, they make out to say hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we forget about all of this. It's a beautiful world.
You guys have completely counted out Asia, which it's like if you get Thailand, I'm going to say that's kind of up there.
Well, Thailand's just because of all the white dudes going over there to fuck ladyboys.
Yeah, right. But they're still fucking.
Yeah, that's we are still fucking.
Oh, yeah. Does
Micah?
It count? Does it count like.
Oh,
you
but
know,
it balances?
Sex yeah. Tourism? Or does it have to be like local shit?
You know? Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many hookers are in the average.
We got to get the numbers.
Yeah.
To make a fair assessment.
All right, let's each pick two countries and see if we can spread our bets.
I think US has got to be up there.
So, okay.
Yeah, my homegrown pick was like I said, Brazil, and then you really got me with Italy. They got to be fucking in Italy.
Okay. Joe?
I'm going to say France. Fucking naked ladies dancing.
And
French kissing, the most erotic kiss of them all.
They're not just dancing, dude. They're probably also fucking.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was hot, Joe.
Micah?
Yeah, I'm sticking with the U.S. I think we have the lowest moral standard.
Okay. I'm going Sweden and Chile.
Oh, all right. Hot and cold. Let's get
it. Okay. Shannon, tell us about it, baby.
Okay, so I'm going to give you the top five.
Uh-huh.
Number five.
And this is most sex or most promiscuous?
Most promiscuous.
Okay.
Number five, New Zealand.
Mm. What? Oh, right.
Fucking Kiwis.
Yeah.
Number four, Chile.
Oh, look at him go. That was beautiful.
Look at that.
Number three, Greece.
Okay.
Mm. Oh, yeah, didn't they invented like butt sex there, right?
They invented that and democracy.
Yeah, that's an old street joke. How do you separate the men from the boys in the Greek army with a crowbar?
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
That joke's been around for 2,000 years.
Number two is Brazil.
Oh, there you go.
Dude, I know fucking.
And number one, Australia.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Because it's really? Such a fucking big place, but it's so densely fucking.
You
like,
fuck my friend,
shit.
You did. No,
that's why all the
combined
fucking
accents.
Yep. That's why all the fucking koalas have fucking syphilis or whatever.
That makes they're all criminals and they're all hot. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it's hot out and they're criminals.
Yeah.
By the way, Thailand is number 9.
Okay.
Italy is number 7. Mm. France is not in the top 10.
Whoa.
Okay.
I blew it, dude.
And what was the other?
The most sexual partners.
Go ahead. Let's hear that one.
Okay, I'll give you the top five. Number five, Finland, 12.4.
Okay.
Number four, South Africa, 12.5.
AIDS.
Number three, New Zealand, 13.2.
Damn.
Number two, Australia, 13.3. And then do you guys want to guess number one?
Number one?
It's 14.5.
Is it U.S.?
Is it Brazil? No, we already know U.S. is 10.
Oh, U.S. was 10. Okay.
10 point.
Am I getting you into Brazil? You were going
now
all Catholic.
Now I'm into Brazil.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm just looking at what gets me fucking riled up. And I could.
Yeah. You're just thinking about big Brazilian butts.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. You guys like to get high, and so do I. So let's go to yoDelta.com today and stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp that can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you really high. YoDelta.com has a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. But let me tell you from personal experience, this Delta 8 stuff works, and these products should be taken responsibly. Delta 8 really does work. I love it. If you ever see me or Lewis smoking a pen, that is usually Delta 8, and we love it. So once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use our promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off your order. One more time, guys, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that gets you super high. Let's hear it, Shannon.
Germany.
Number one is Turkey.
Oh.
What? Okay. What?
Because
we're sending all our basketball players over there, getting them horned up.
Okay, that'll do it.
Yeah. France is, again, not even on this list, and the U.S. isn't in the top 10.
Wild.
We're not fucking, dude. That's fucked up.
Damn, dude, I'm moving to France.
I'm not. Right, I say New Zealand, Australia tour next summer, boys.
Yeah, right. There's gonna be a lot of plane rides.
They're doing a tour.
That's a lot. Yeah,
everything's far as fuck away.
Yeah, that's. I get scared. I think that I want to do Australia. That's a fucking commitment.
That's a 17 bathroom trip. Flight.
Yeah, that's a fucking commitment, dude.
Yeah,
that's what I heard's brutal about over there. You have to take planes everywhere.
Yeah, I that would be tough, dude.
And also too, the like. Fucking, I feel like 80% of the animals there can kill you with some kind of poison.
You see all the photos of it, like a giant ass spider.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, exactly. They have so many like spiders and scorpions that just don't look 100% real.
There was like a video of like a kangaroo like killing this guy's dog in the river, and he had to go confront the kangaroo.
Was he like drowning it?
Yeah, he was like drowning it, humping it, and then like, but the kangaroo stood up and like puffed out his chest, and the kangaroo was fucking huge, dude.
Yeah, what are you gonna square up against a roo?
Yeah, dude, they're fucking boxing. They invented boxing, dude.
Well, that's the reason they used to box kangaroos is you can't put them down because of the tail.
Oh.
So they have these little fucking heads, so you can knock them out if you get a good shot on them.
The fucking Mick Foley of the plant world. Yeah,
but they're out on their feet because the tail keeps them propped up. So they're like knocked goofy the whole boxing match.
Oh, shit.
They got to bring that back.
Oh, is this it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, look
at
that. So
look at those muscles, dude. Andy, it's almost as big as yours, dude.
I love you, Joe. Thank you. They're so fucking big, dude.
It's scary. You don't think they're that big, but like, look at the claws, too.
Well, they're like the same... They're like the same height as like an average man.
Jesus, they can be, yeah.
Christ.
Fuck.
Nah.
Can you imagine squaring up with him?
He's fucking jacked up, dude.
That's it's scary how big they are.
They're fucked up looking.
They're big. And then I think the thing, when they used to box the kangaroos, they had to take do they have claws on their feet? Or they have big nails? Because I think they had to declaw them. Because
are you asking me?
No, I was asking Shannon.
Oh, you're
making
eye contact with me like.
Yeah, no, sorry. I was asking Shannon behind you. I apologize. You're an animal expert, right?
Yeah.
You fucked him.
Yeah, right. Tim ain't strong like that.
But they had a decline because I think the way kangaroos really fuck you up is they go back on the tail and do a double kick. But if they've got the claw, they've got their nails, I think they can disembowel you.
Fuck. And then they like crawl into the new pouch they just created.
Yeah.
Suck their thumb.
Shannon, do they have sharp feet? Or am I crazy?
It does say that, that one of the reasons to not get into a fight with a kangaroo is because of their claws.
Mm. See, I'm scared of all animals. We are missing a Lewis here who more than once on this show has argued that he could fight a moose.
A moose? No. Come on!
And then we showed him how big a moose is. And he refuses to back down on this claim now.
It's a moose is like slightly smaller than an elephant. It's fucking gigantic.
I want to see Lewis and Lemaire fucking argue because that's like that's exact. Because Lemaire does that every time on her fucking pod. He'll say something outlandish and then we'll hit him with hard facts. And you see this kind of look in his face, and he's like, I can't back down. Because yeah, I mean, yeah, mooses are fucking huge. Sorry.
Like, has he even seen like a moose square up against a Land Rover? Like, no.
No, they fuck cars
right.
up.
They
like,
fuck everything
if,
up.
If man, like a yeah. moose is running by and you're hitting it, you're getting more fucked up than the moose.
Yeah, I read a lot of like the morbid fact Twitters and shit. And there was a lady that they thought they found dead in the woods. And they thought she had been raped and murdered brutally.
Oh my God.
And it was a moose attack. Yikes. Because the moose stomped her to death so hard that it took her clothes with it. Because then they found a moose with just ladies' clothes on its feet.
Yeah. This is Zach's like, Your Honor. Yeah. It wasn't me,
yeah, you
it
see
was
me
a moose.
Slide a moose $20. Yeah. Sorry, folks. Park's closed.
They're bringing a moose to jail. Like, it wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Gee, I don't know.
No, it was he did the raping.
She was raped by moose and squirrel.
They gotta be careful about which animals they make fucking cute and awesome in yeah. cartoons, because it's like. Cartoons make me want to play with bears and monkeys and moose, and they're all going to kill me.
Don't forget yep. the hippopotamus, dude. You think Yo. They're beautiful ballerinas, but they actually like fuck more people up than anything.
I think, yeah, that, don't. I believe hippo. No, well, mammals, I think it's hippopotamuses. The thing that kills the most people is mosquitoes, I think.
That makes sense. Malaria.
Yeah.
That's scary.
But I think the thing that eats the most people is hippos.
That would make sense, too.
It's like way more than you think. And you think you would.
Do we
want to
credit mosquitoes like that? I feel like they're just sort of like the killer messenger. It's the virus that kills. We got to give credit where credit's due. It's the virus.
I feel like this is an argument you've had to have before.
No, no. It just pisses me off because mosquitoes are just such fucking pussies.
I hear where she's coming from. You're giving mosquitoes a lot of credit because okay. they don't know that they're about to kill
They're
you.
Not yeah. killing on purpose.
Like a hippo is like, I'm going to eat your head.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to eat this fucking guy.
Like one-on-one, me versus mosquito, I'm taking that mosquito out. Like if I see it coming, mm-hmm. pata- Wacha, smack.
All right. Do you guys want to do...
Kapow.
Shannon, could you look up animals that kill the most people and you want to try and guess top three?
Yeah, I have a list of a top...
Great. So, because
that's like saying so cancer kills yeah. the most people. It turns out people kill the most people.
A good TikTok rabbit hole, by the way, is hippos eating pumpkins. That's a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah, just watching them like try to fucking tear that up. That's a really good time on TikTok.
So if we know hippos number one, you guys want to guess two and three?
Pit bulls, which are separate from regular dogs.
Dude, I saw a Rottweiler off the leash in the park today, and I was like, you motherfucker.
I don't know. I see a pit bull. Like, if I'm walking my dog and I see a pit bull, like, I instinctively kind of pick up my dog.
Dude,
like,
any yeah. dog, honestly, any dog off the leash is yeah. like, come on,
yeah, what are you doing, dude?
Like, as, you can, yeah. dude, you can have a long-ass leash, whatever, but it's like, I don't know. Like, when you're around other people... My wife used to deal with all the time when she'd go running and they'd just be like, oh, he's friendly. Don't worry. But it's like, dude, I don't fucking know that. Like, yeah. get your dog on a leash.
Also, my dog doesn't know his size, so he'll fight fucking anyone.
Yeah.
And he's like this big. You know, he's a little shit of a dog.
Yeah.
So it's like,
well, yeah. And then if that dog attacks me, now I kick the dog. And
right.
Now
right.
I'm sad.
Yeah.
I'm trying to. What do you guys think? Let's honestly guess.
Oh, yeah.
Three.
Pit bulls don't kill people, well, babies, but they just fuck people's faces up, and
yeah.
they have to get plastic surgery so they can look less like a monster.
I'm gonna say some kind of ape.
By the way, the number one answer on the list that I'm finding is not hippos.
Oh, it's not.
Ooh.
No,
oh,
okay.
It's man is
okay.
We are kind of like.
So what? you have to assume it's something very deadly, and it's something that has access to people.
Yeah.
So maybe tigers, because they those fuck up like Indian villages.
Yeah, yeah. Elephants.
It could be.
Yeah,
we elephants try. Will trample the fuck out of you.
Are we talking about actually? Because I feel like deers kill people just by running out
yeah.
in front of their cars.
It's also going to be like those like weird.
Yeah,
ones.
Is there manslaughter listed?
I know sharks is actually a lot lower than it is because like, there's all the studies that like. Sharks are actually not as bad as
you know.
Like
driving your car is more dangerous than fucking
yeah.
getting eaten by a shark. It's like shut up.
Yeah.
I know how to do that. I don't know how to act around
watch,
sharks.
It's like pigs because of swine flu, the same way mosquitoes does with malaria.
What about like tarantulas or like snakes or something?
Oh, it's probably like scorpions or something. Yeah, that's a good call.
I'm gonna go snakes.
Yeah.
Let's each guess one.
I'll say spider.
Okay. I'll take scorpions.
I'm gonna do. I'll say ants. Actually,
like fire ants.
Yeah, like fire ants or just
Shannon.
Regular.
Let's hear it, baby.
Whole colony eating you alive.
Okay, so I'm going to go down to number 10, and we'll just go through them quickly.
Hell yeah.
Number 10 is crocodile.
Okay.
1,000 people a year. Number 9, tapeworm.
Oh, hold on. 1,000 people a year, crocodile? That sucks.
Yeah, dude.
That sucks, dude.
Because like, yeah. It's not one bite. It's not one, because like, I feel like...
No, it death rolls you.
Yeah, it just gnaws you to death.
And like the crocodiles have like smaller jaws than the alligator, so like it takes a lot more work for them to chew someone up.
All right, let's keep hearing it. 9, tapeworm.
Yeah, number 8 is a Ascaris roundworm, 2,500.
That's a Harry Potter character.
Yeah, these fucking worms. These fucking worms, dude.
Yeah, if you fail his class, he kills you.
There's a tie for number 5. It's between a freshwater snail and an assassin bug.
Yo, it's what little. The what the it's little motherfuckers.
Maybe they're eating it. I don't. Wait, I mean,
how
does
a snail get your ass?
Is that one of those that crawl up your dick?
It's the. Everyone takes that fucking thing where it's like you can fucking get $1 billion, but a snail will follow you the rest of your life.
Right. Oh, that's the meme snail.
They're just making deals with bridge trolls.
Yeah. Stop making these fucking hypothetical deals that are actually.
Stop making deals to get rich, guys.
That's another street joke I love. A guy's doorbell rings and he answers the door. And there's just a snail.
Yeah.
And he picks it up. He goes, "Get the fuck out of here!" And he throws it. And 3 years later, he's sitting on his couch and the doorbell rings. And he looks at the snail and goes, "What the fuck was that about?"
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Classic, baby.
Shannon.
Okay, so the freshwater snails carry a worm that causes something called snail fever. It's a parasite that leads to disease.
I got the snail fever.
That was a snail and a
Didn't
worm.
Didn't we read about that kid that swallowed a slug?
Yes, you're right.
We read about it was a kid at his, I think, his high school graduation party swallowed a slug or a snail as a joke, and it put him in a lifetime coma and killed him.
Ugh. So now, isn't that the worm that's in the snail that kills him?
But I guess this is like transporting it to people is the snail, maybe.
Okay. All right, let's keep hearing it.
Okay,
so
and then
it is going to be
the
mosquitoes.
Worm's his weapon.
And then there's two other ones tied for fifth place. Mm-hmm. The next one is assassin bug, and then the tsetse fly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's all little motherfuckers.
Okay, and the rest. Okay, the number 4 is dog. 25,000 people a year.
Uh oh.
So put them on a leash, bitch.
Yeah, dude, leash them up.
And then this is the last real answer is number 3 is snake, 50,000 people a year. So
nice.
Right.
Good call.
You're right.
The original villain.
Yeah.
And then number 1 is mosquito, number 2 is human.
Oh, human doesn't count.
Yeah, human does not count. That's not.
We
so
wear snake pants. Is really number we don't one. Count.
Man, that was like a bit, but it wasn't a bit. That
so
was
mosquitoes
like
mosquitoes was number 1.
Yes. And then a hippopotamus was 11 and an elephant was 12.
Well, look at me for being wildly uninformed.
I thought the same thing.
I thought it was hippo too. Huh, what are you going to do?
That's one of those inconsequential facts that it's like, who cares if it's wrong? That's so everyone just goes with it because it sounds fun.
Well, also, the other ones are not real. Anything that's smaller than you that kills you just because it can live inside of you, that doesn't count. You know what I mean? Bacteria also kill you. Does bacteria count?
That's such a good point. I want a list of things that'll kill you because they, like, won the fight.
Maliciously want to kill you.
Like, if I knew there was a snail there, I'm stomping on it.
Who eat lions, tigers, bears?
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right, let's take a quick moment and thank YoCratom.com for being a longtime supporter of this show. YoCratom is the marquee sponsor for really everything at Gas Digital, especially for Skankfest, and they make incredible Kratom products at a discount of the price.
Guys, if you use Kratom, don't start on our account, but if you do use Kratom, stop going to smoke shops, bodegas, or gas stations, getting a little bit at a time and getting ripped off when you can get a kilo of high-quality Kratom shipped right to your door for just $60. It's the best deal you're going to get in the Kratom world.
Yeah, there's no promo code or anything. They just got the best deal possible. YoKratom.com is a website. Go support them if you're in the market for Kratom. All right, where were we?
All right, since we're talking about animals, Shannon, you want to bring up the video of this lady's ear canal?
Oh, I love it.
No.
Are they going to clear out some wax?
We're gonna see something that doctors found in a lady's ear, and I think we can all respond to it in real time.
It's everyone's missing nickel.
I hate this.
I'm
going
to have nightmares after this. Right. Oh, no.
A spider and its exoskeleton in ear canal.
So wait, that other thing is not a second spider?
No, that's the exoskeleton that it shed.
Fuck. That's not bad.
Fuck, that's nasty.
How loud is that?
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
So that's how she found out.
Kill
That's how
Joe
she
Biden.
Found out about it is because she heard it in her ear, and then she couldn't sleep for a few nights because she heard the rustling around in her ear, and then she went to the doctor and they found it.
Take a shower, bitch. Drown that motherfucker.
Yeah, can't you just like flush it out or get a Q-tip in there?
That's what happens if you don't have sex, shower after sex, ladies. Yeah. Yeah, those low sex countries, they're all with
ant spiders.
Yeah, they got fucking spiders in their pussy because they're not having enough sex.
That was a yeast infection.
My uncle is a doctor who worked at all the Club Meds because, you know, he's also a piece of shit. And he's like, what's like the skeeviest thing I can do with my medical degree? And I was telling the story. It was like one lady like came in. She's like, I hear something. A whole fucking crab moved into her ear.
Oof.
Whole ass crab just like found a new home. Like one of those hermit guys. They're like, fuck this Coke can.
He was playing the marimbas. He's like, under this, in this bitch's ear. In this bitch's ear.
Oh, nasty.
Oh, dude, that fucking skeeves me so hard, dude.
So gross.
The book I'm reading right now is about like killer tapeworms, and it's like fucking me up.
Like a just like a factual book about tapeworms?
No, it's like a scary,
like a horror book. Okay,
nice.
It's called The Troop, and it's like all these like Eagle Scouts go to a little island on the East Coast for their like last time together, and a guy washes up on shore who's like essentially just a skeleton, and you find out that scientists were trying to make a weight loss pill that was a tapeworm,
yeah.
But it mutated and it basically eats you from the inside, and all the kids are trying not to get it. It's really scary.
Jesus Christ.
It's about Ozempic.
It has like you know the way Stephen King will do a thing where it'll be like, here's an excerpt from an article from after this happened,
yeah,
and it's kind of like in the middle of the book. There's literally like a weight loss ad in the middle of the book.
That's hilarious. I wish they would give me Ozempic. I went in on that class action suit. Fucking, it's coming, baby.
I went in for it and they wouldn't give it to me.
Why not?
Because my numbers weren't bad. It was a whole fucking thing.
Wait, your numbers were too good for Ozempic?
I went to Jay's doctor. Jeez. And he went, you're not diabetic and your cholesterol's okay. He goes, I can't. Your insurance won't cover it.
Wait, so, and you're not famous enough to get it that way?
I guess not.
Because look at everyone.
The office manager literally said to me, blame the Kardashians.
Why?
Because they
took all the...
Because now all... He basically was saying a bunch of like... Because I meet like porn chicks that come in and do Ralph's show. And they're like $1.20 and they're on it.
Yeah.
Because they got it when they were still shipments of it.
That's insane. People fucking need that to save their lives.
And they wouldn't give it to me.
That's so fucked up.
But I know, right?
Good for you for not being diabetic. I'm proud of you, man.
Thank you.
And no, having good cholesterol, dude. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, no, it fucked me up. The doctor literally, he was like, he looked shocked as he
was
read
like,
it.
You look plenty fit.
Yeah. No, it really fucked him up. He looked very surprised.
Wow.
Let's get one or two more stories out of here before we're done. Okay, I like this one. Utah man ordered to remove Halloween display featuring pole dancing skeleton.
What?
Utah man ordered to remove Halloween display featuring pole dancing skeleton.
Because it's
But they're going to have these drag queens dance for our kids? Yeah, come on.
He's like,
I want to know that male or female skeleton.
Yeah, that skeleton got a pussy?
Only fatties ride this ride. I feel like we want to see it.
Yeah, where was it?
We're all looking
at it. Tell us about it.
There we go.
Oh, that's not too bad. That's so fine.
Wait, that's Utah? It looks like a beach.
Dude.
It's only because it's Utah that this is a thing.
They were like, yo, this is fucked up. Because that's adorable. Adorable Halloween fun.
They were like, nobody here is tipping. We got to take it down.
Yeah.
Dude, I was telling, when I did Shannon's podcast, I was telling her about this. There's a house near, like, 10 minutes away from mine. Mm-hmm. When I broke my pinky and I was going to the physical therapy, I drove by it every fucking time. There's this house with literally, like, 50 mannequins on the yard. And they're all, like, dressed up fucking differently.
That's why I love people that go all out.
Yeah. No. It's all year.
Oh, it's all year?
All year, constantly.
Oh, that's they have, better.
It's they just have a like, crack house.
Yeah.
Those people move if you wait long enough. Yeah.
There's just 50 mannequins out front all wearing different outfits, and there's like signs on
are
the
yard.
Are
they themed?
Yeah, they just look, they just, well, they're not
it's
like.
It's the new It's a Small World.
Yeah, I don't know what the fucking deal is, but it's literally, every time I drive by there, I forget it's there. And it, like, I almost crashed my car because I turn around the corner and I go, what the fuck?
When I was a kid, there was a house we used to go to in Jersey. And it's the most Italian Guinea battleship you've ever. I can't remember what town it is in. My dad used to drive people there all the time.
Italian Guinea battleship? What is it, an Olive Garden?
It's got every statue you've ever thought, every religious statue, the lions.
All the little dicks.
But I mean hundreds of statues. And then it's got the guy's name in wrought iron in the gate. It says Villa Tony, like Tony's house. And we would always go see Villa Tony. And then one day Tony walked out while we were showing the house to somebody. And like magic goes, hey, you like at my house?
Oh, dude, I love when people do shit like that. There was this one Mexican dude I used to work with. And he was all tired. And he just goes, hi, yay, yay. And I was like, let's go, dude.
Nice, dude. Oh, fuck. I haven't told this story in a while. Okay, this story doesn't make anyone look good, but it is funny. So my dad's a welder, and he's over the years had a few guys that worked for him who may be from other countries.
Sick.
You know, you get a guy or two who's just trying to raise some money for the family back home. And we may have worked with a guy named Jesus. And when I worked there for a while, and Jesus asked me how to say head egg. And I said, he goes, how do you say these head? He needed an Advil, and he had to go into the office. And I went, say my vagina hurts. And I got Jesus to go into
the
office.
That's so funny. He's like trying to feed his family. Yeah. You know? And you're just like, this is hilarious.
And I just got him to walk into an office full of dudes and be like, my vagina.
Nice, dude.
But one time, when you work in the welding,
meanwhile he's at like INS and they've got him all locked up. He's like, my vagina.
And he's in the office he's in the doctor about to get a sex change. He's like, no,
mi pinga, no. When you work in the welding industry, it is not uncommon for the police to show up. Because somebody beat up their wife the night before.
Mm. Nice. Mm-hmm.
It was a very freak. When my dad had the shop underneath my house, my dad had asked the police to start coming through the back door to arrest guys. He had one guy that would get arrested like once a month.
You're like, nice. My kid's trying to eat Oreos over here.
Yeah. Richie Finn worked for my dad. He would get arrested all the time. But one time the cops showed up for something at my dad's office. And my dad goes, Jesus, it's INS, and Jesus just fucking, vroom, he's gone, right? Everyone forgot they did it.
Oh, no.
And they're cleaning up at the end of the day, and they find Jesus hiding in a pipe. Oh, man. He had been in there all day.
Jesus.
And they're like, what the fuck are you doing in there? He's like, INS? And they're like, oh, we were kidding. Oh, my God.
We're like, well, you know, now we can't pay you for the day.
Yeah, we have to dock you a day's pay for napping on the job.
Yeah. They're like, who are you going to complain to? Yo, that's so fucking funny.
That's wild, dude.
He was just all day in a pipe.
Nice, yeah, all day. Poor bastard.
See, and I thought it was Italians that stayed in pipes.
It's me, Jesus.
All right, let's get one more. I mean, I guess we should talk about it while we're sitting here. Scientists develop vaccine to fight cocaine addiction.
Not worth it.
Wait, it's a vaccine, so you can only take it before you've ever tried cocaine? Because once you try cocaine, there ain't no fucking shot that's going to turn you off of it.
What I would assume is it's like the shit that makes you sick when you drink.
Yeah.
God damn.
That's like a punishment, dude. Like, I get arrested, and then they forcibly make me inject it, and I'd hate it, dude.
Yeah, Shannon, tell us about it.
This product has already worked in animal trials, and now it's about to roll out into human trials. They picked 3,000 people, and they're directing this towards people that have already gone through rehab after their cocaine addictions, and then they get this vaccine, and it blocks it. So, like, if you were to take crack or cocaine, you don't get high from it.
That's a nightmare.
So that's like they're using that to try to keep them sober from it after they've already gone through rehab.
I would still do it.
You reacted like, don't take my cracky away.
No, here's the thing.
I'd power through.
I quit doing coke 9 months ago, right? And still the idea that it's like, you could never do it again is like the saddest thing I've ever fucking heard.
That's what keeps me from stopping drinking is that thought of like, I could theoretically stop for a while if we're like, oh, let's do a fucking contest. But it's like to be like, to never do it again? It's so fun, and this whole life thing is hard.
It's like I'm 85, and I'm getting railed in the old folks' home, and now I can't do a bunch of blow when it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, well, dude. I don't get to do a bump during my kid's graduation. Get out of town. Not worth it.
Yeah, that's sad. It's just, I guess it's great for people that need it. By the way, let's not put crack and cocaine in the same boat. I feel like one is
unless
one.
I'm swimming in it.
Yeah. I feel like one is much worse than the other, right?
Right. Yeah, yeah, I think so.
You do crack for like the real special occasions, like a birthday.
Yeah, I can't. Like, I've never done crack. That's gross.
I don't believe you.
I haven't. I really have not done crack.
Okay. Your tone was like, oh, he's lying.
Yeah. It just seems like a waste of coke.
I just don't believe that you know whether or not you've done crack.
No, I definitely haven't.
No, I think, because isn't coke, I've actually never done coke. Coke's like the feeling, the effects are short term, right?
Not if you keep doing it.
No, but yeah, yeah, but you, if Joe. You just, if you just do one bump, though, it's not like a while, right?
It'll last you long enough to really, you're not going to stop it. No one actually does one bump.
One bump will get you 15 minutes max of feeling good, and then another hour of feeling like, I'm going to kill myself if I don't get more.
In a super theoretical pretend world where you could do just one bump.
Yeah, but let's say like you're an ugly guy and the plug went away.
Yeah. Crack's like a while, though, right?
No, I thought crack was brief.
Okay. I just like light
beer. I think it's cheap. Well, it's cheaper because it depends on how it's processed.
Yeah, it's stepped on or whatever.
I would do like half an injection just to do less coke, where it's like, just that's what you
only
need to do.
No, then you're going to have to do twice as more to feel the same.
Oh, I was just trying to cut down a little bit, but I guess that would be. Yeah, that would suck. Yeah, there's do more coke. That sucks.
I wonder if it like if it affects other drugs or if it's just that one receptor.
Yeah, can you also not like drink Red Bull?
Oh, it's got to seep over into other shit.
Red Bull gives you scales.
It says it just those. They're also working on, they say, another vaccine to prevent overdoses of fentanyl and heroin.
Now that's something. Yes. Prevent the overdose, not the joy. Why take away the one good thing it's got?
Yeah, perfect. I see that. That's a noble scientist.
Yes. Wait, so you can take a vaccine where heroin only won't not kill you? What am I trying to say? I'm dumb.
Yeah. I think it's so that you won't overdose on fentanyl.
Yeah.
Nice.
But yeah, that's interesting.
Or you could just build up a natural tolerance over time.
Yeah, you do a little bit of the time. You do a little bit every day.
That's what the Princess Bride.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, all these cops that are afraid of fent, it's like, well, have you tried taking it slow?
Do a whole lot. Like, how'd you do that? Like, I've been building up a fentanyl immunity for the past 3 years.
I'm pretty sure I'm fentanyl tolerance.
Yeah. But then that's great. You should that's a useful person. Because then that person can tell you if it's got fentanyl in it. Mm-hmm. So you do that, then you get free drugs for life. And you're a useful friend. You save lives.
You'd be
a
fentanyl tester.
Because I am scared of fentanyl because I know somebody that got it in their Molly.
Ooh. Oh.
Which is a bummer.
That's cruel, almost.
Yeah, and then what do you guys think the fentanyl thing is? Do you think it's that they're cutting it on the same tables? Or do you think, because some people's theory is that it's rival gangs trying to put each other out of business.
I can't concretely say one thing or the other, but like a lot of them make enough sense. You know, like you said, like rival gangs or whatever. I don't know. It's just crazy because it's definitely someone doing more shit than they should be doing. Because it was like fentanyl wasn't a problem ever. Now it's like constantly a problem.
I feel like it has to be cross-contamination. Like they're using like the same tables or like they're not cleaning off their instruments or something.
The hot girls cutting the drugs put their shirts back on.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem.
I always assumed it was like an issue of like transportation because fentanyl you can move in a tiny amount. So you move it across the border and then you cut it in. It's like the same way with like laundry detergent is so expensive because how much water is in it and it's heavy to transport. And now they've got these tiny little pods. It's cheaper. So
Wait, do you think it's literally because of inflation? Cause like, aren't they doing it to give it more of a fucking pep? And then
no, fentanyl's a downer.
Is it?
Yeah,
Zach. I don't know a lot of things.
Yeah, it's an opiate.
Oh, okay.
But isn't that a painkiller? So it's neither an upper nor a downer.
But they're cutting it with fentanyl, right?
I thought it was just.
I thought they were cutting it with fentanyl, so they're trying to stretch less coke for longer.
And no, like, I believe it's just contaminated.
Oh, okay. So that was my.
I could be wrong. I don't know. Because why would you cut it with another drug when you can cut it with like baby aspirin?
Yeah, it never made sense. Why cut it with a more expensive drug?
Yeah,
I thought it was like to get people more hooked. So you put a little fent in there, and then you're like, "Fuck, I really need this coke for some reason."
I also heard some dude on a show saying that when like people would find out that dudes were overdosing from someone's heroin, it would actually get him selling more heroin because people would be like, oh, that's the good shit.
Yeah.
Like people are getting fucked up on it. So I was wondering if there was a thing related to that with it. But at the same time, like a lot of people are pretty bummed out about the people dying from fentanyl.
I
found an article that said that drug dealers have been using fentanyl analogs as an adulterant in drug supply since 1979. But and then also the reason why they choose that over flour or baking soda is because they're able to like stretch the amount of drugs, but also maintain the desired effect of the drug and not like taking it down a little bit. And it says because
well, good job, you were completely right.
That was kind of me,
And it says illicitly manufactured fentanyl is synthesized in China, Mexico, and India, and with the dark web and stuff like that, that's how it's spreading more.
Dark web.
Did you say China? It's China.
All right. Fine. Let's do one last story, then we're out of here. Florida to host the first ever Florida Man Games.
Oh, hell yeah.
Before we hear it, let's all guess one event.
Gator wrestling, 100%. Gator wrestling?
Rape a woman. It's their first.
The rape dash?
Stand Your Ground. That's another event.
Stand Your Ground.
Make build your own meth lab without it exploding.
I'm gonna assume there is a beer funneling or shotgunning.
Yeah.
There's got to be some kind of like traffic occlusion, you know, like how long can you hold up traffic?
Yeah, Shannon, what are some of the, well, tell us about it real quick and then we're out of here.
Okay, so it's going to take place in February of 2024. One of the main courses is evading arrest obstacle course.
That's so fun. I was like, the joke before we moved on, I was like, fight a cop or something, but it's like, dude, literally.
There's a category 5 cash grab where there'll be like in a wind blowing booth, kind of like a hurricane. Weaponized pool noodle mud duel and beer belly wrestling.
All right.
Well, okay.
I kind of like our version better.
Yeah. I think ours was funnier and less self-aware. Yeah.
That literally just sounds like a kind of interesting night at a bar.
Yeah. Sounds pretty shitty.
We got a pool noodle fight.
It's like, you know what Florida's known for.
Pool noodle fight.
No Florida Man Games should be able to be competed by 5-year-olds.
Yeah. It sounds like one of those things that sounds funny, but then it probably sucks. Like going to those restaurants where they're mean to you.
That sounds awful.
Every part of that sounds like it sucks. All right. Hey, well, we learned a lot today. Thank you so much for my wonderful guests, Joe Gorman, Andy Malafarina, Micah Fox. Please check out the Great Hang Podcast, Panties in the Mouth, and Drag the Lake, as well as the Buff Boys. And thank you so much for tuning in. Love you guys very much. And we'll see you next week here on the Real Ass Podcast.
That's all, folks.